The CDC reports that 19 states around the country, including Georgia, are experiencing higher than average flu activity. Last year's flu was the worst in four decades. Influenza season peaks between December and February. So how can we prevent the flu in our own backyard? Well, Andy Miller is editor of Georgia Health News and joins me in the studio. Hello, Andy.
Good to be here.
Well, great to have you with us. And I'm curious about, has Georgia typically been a state that's ranked high in flu activity?
I think it just varies on the year, but this year we are definitely high. Early on, we had the highest flu activity of any state during this flu season, and the numbers don't look good right now. They've got public health officials worried.
So what are we looking at for numbers, percentages?
Well, there's a couple ways to look at this. One is we've had in the 8-county metro area 440 flu hospitalizations so far this flu season. That compares with last year's 193. So it's double what it was last year, and we know how severe last year was.
Any clues onto reasons why it has soared here in Georgia? And much of the South apparently has also been hit hard by the flu.
The virus that's predominant here in the Southeast, including Georgia, is the H3N2 virus versus nationally, the predominant virus now is H1N1. H3N2 was the predominant strain last flu season, so it probably is a more severe danger to people than what's going on nationally.
So what kind of – the CDC, they get flu updates. They send them out every week on how each state is doing. So as a journalist, how are you interpreting that data, and what are you looking for?
Well, basically, I look for numbers. You know, we've had four flu deaths this year so far versus last year we just had one reported. So looking at the numbers and also what hospitals are doing, I mean, there's at least one hospital in the state that's restricting visitors during this flu season. So you listen to public health officials, they're concerned. You look at, you know, the statistics that are out there, and you get the reports from hospitals about what they're seeing. I mean, last flu season, Grady Memorial here in Atlanta opened a mobile ER unit right outside its regular ER to handle the overflow from its ER. So, and we haven't really seen the cold weather yet. We know that's going to bring out, that's going to kind of lead to probably more flu incidents.
More than 80,000 Americans died of flu and flu complications in 2017. That's according to a CDC report, and a huge jump from previous years. So how do local public health officials and hospitals judge whether a flu season is better or worse than previous years? Is it strictly in numbers? What's being measured?
Well, they also look at what I haven't mentioned yet is outpatient visits to doctors. So far this year nationally, 4% of outpatient doctor visits have been flu-related. In Georgia so far, it's been over 7% of those visits are flu-related. So they look at that type of marker, and they just look at volumes. I mean, wintertime is usually a crowded time for hospitals, and they'll see the numbers go up based on, you know, their volumes and whether they have bed capacity to handle all the patients that are coming in.
So that's what we're watching for. What are you watching for or cautious about for the rest of the flu season? Looking at these numbers of deaths, looking at what's happening. Are there any other problematic indicators for the next couple of months?
Well, one problem indicator, Virginia, I looked at, and it was early on, it was a survey of seniors in the Savannah area. And just 70% of those seniors indicated that they were going to get a flu shot, which was higher than the national average. But still, I mean, that leaves 30% of seniors in that area and probably across the state that were not planning to get a shot. I mean, it's not too late to get vaccinated, certainly.
Well, seniors are among the populations at most high risk for flu. What are some of the others?
Well, kids 5 and under is a, you know, especially kids like 2 and under are definitely an area to watch for. We had a very high number of pediatric deaths nationally last year. plus people who have immune system problems, you know, ongoing chronic conditions. I mean, those people are also very vulnerable.
How about pregnant women? Is it safe for them to get flu shots?
It is. Both during and after pregnancy, it is safe for women to get a flu shot.
Do we know now at this stage in the game what percentage of the population outside of those in Savannah, the seniors you mentioned, have actually received flu shots?
We don't know yet. We do know statistically, historically, that Georgia really does have a pretty good vaccination rate, especially of kids. So that's the good news. And again, there are some people who for one reason or another, have myths about the flu, like, you know, they think they can get sick from it. They actually think that they can get flu from a flu shot. And we need to break through those myths and just reemphasize the fact that the vaccine is safe. And also, people need to know if they have the flu, don't go to work. Don't go to school. Stay home. And people should, in general, for those people that don't have symptoms to prevent problems, you know, they should do proper hygiene, like good washing of hands, and if you sneeze, you know, cover up your sneeze or your cough. And, you know, people just need to be smart.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the virus that you mentioned, the H3N2. Tell us a little bit more about the different strains and how clinicians actually tell them apart.
Well, it's through testing and, you know, through observation. The CDC does a really good job in terms of tracking things like that. There are a lot of scientists who would like to be more predictive in terms of being able to head things off before outbreaks occur rather than kind of doing it retroactively like we do now. So there's a whole scientific push to do better predictive analysis of where these outbreaks are going to occur.
And when you say testing, what is it that actually diagnoses the flu?
Well, lab testing. I mean,
so it has to be a blood test, that kind of thing.
There is lab testing of people with these symptoms to determine, you know, what actually they have. But I think that, you know, when I talked to a public health official recently, I said, what's the biggest thing that concerns you? And of all the things that are out there, and he mentioned flu. And this was prior to last year. So it's something that's unpredictable and it's dangerous, certainly for vulnerable populations.
So how about spreading it? Maybe somebody feels a little run down, don't quite know that they have the flu, certainly yet. Go to work. Can people spread the flu without knowing that they have it?
They can. And that's where symptom awareness is very important. I think if people are feeling run down sick, and certainly if they have a fever, they should stay home.
So how many people actually get the flu in a given flu season?
Well, it's, you know, certainly thousands. I mean, if we had 80,000 deaths last year, which was, as you said, the highest number in 40 years. We know that, you know, there's, you know, it's many more times that number actually get it.
I'm speaking with Andy Miller. He's editor of the Georgia Health News. And we're talking about the flu in Georgia this year. It's a serious season and a serious and Georgia's at higher risk or having more cases of the flu than almost any other state. During a bad flu season, you mentioned that Grady Hospital put a little mobile unit outside. What are some of the other ways that people are adapting, and hospitals and doctors and caregivers adapting so that other people don't get the flu?
Well, I think, first of all, you know, the public health awareness of what can happen, I think last year kind of triggered more people thinking about this in terms of the regular population. And I think hospitals staff up during this time of year. It's a busy time for hospitals anyway, and especially with the cold weather about to come, you know, it's something that they try to prepare for in terms of staffing and resources, and you know, they obviously want to have a lot of Tamiflu available for folks who do get the influenza problem.
So high flu outbreaks do lead to, of course, you know, the terrible human cost and high hospitalizations and doctor's visits, Is there a calculation of the financial cost for a state when people do not get flu shots, or how much the flu actually costs?
Well, hospitalizations can run, you know, hundreds and thousands of dollars per day. So when you get that bad, and we have 440 hospitalizations in Metro Atlanta just in the 8-county area. So we know that there's a tremendous cost here. And the irony there is the flu shot for people with insurance is free.
Mm.
And you know, it's painless, relatively. You know, you can just go in and get it quickly at any drugstore and you know, outpatient clinic.
You can get a gift certificate in many retailers.
Exactly. So it's very, very fast to do it. You know, you don't need to spend your whole afternoon waiting in line. You can get it quickly. It's free for most Americans, and it makes just tremendous health sense.
Andy, you've worked in health journalism for more than 25 years. Has coverage of the flu changed over the years? I mean, do you think people know more about the flu now than they did maybe 10 or even 15 years ago?
I think it's a good question, and how I will answer that is I think last year was a real wake-up call, not just for the general public, but for journalists as well, to pay attention to this issue, because, you know, 80,000 deaths estimated across the country. I mean, that's a huge, huge number.
And we're talking about the flu. There are common sense things you mentioned, of course, washing your hands, covering your nose, staying home if you're sick. Why has the severity of the flu increased over the past few years, given that we have this public health awareness of basic wellness of not spreading the flu?
Well, I think it's such an unpredictable thing, and the strains are different each year. There's so many different factors that lead to severe flu seasons, and also vaccine effectiveness is also a factor. If the flu vaccine, sometimes the flu vaccine is very effective against the strains that are out there. Sometimes it's less effective.
Mm-hmm.
But public health people caution, you know, no matter how effective it is, you need to get a flu shot because it will help protect you and it'll help protect your friends and family.
Andy Miller, he's editor of Georgia Health News. Thanks so much.
Good to be here, Virginia.
I'm assuming you got your flu shot.
I did, early on.
Absolutely. And that is our show for today. On Second Thought is produced by Elena Rivera, Leighton Rowell, and LaRaven Taylor. Tyler Morris is our engineer. Alex Kaslow is helping out today. Don Smith is our dean of grammar. And Amy Kiley, our tireless senior producer. Well, you can join the conversation. We are on Facebook. We're on Twitter at OST Talk. You can email us at onsecondthought@gpb.org. I'm Virginia Prescott. Thanks so much for spending some time with us today. This is On Second Thought.